I think most of us were here. Most of us were here last week, I think. We were all here. How are you? Quite a few. What was... I don't know if the children will know this one, but certainly the adults might. This is a little bit ropey, isn't it? Let's try something else. Yeah. What was... Don't shout out. What was the main word from last week? What was the word the children went in where you were out last week, but the adults will know. What was the one key word that from last week? The one key word from last week. Yes, Summer? And you weren't even here, as your mum told you. As your mum told you. What was the key word? Don't shout out. Come on, adults. Surely somebody. No, it wasn't joy. No, don't shout out. Don't shout out. We're having a few technical difficulties here. What was the one word? None of the adults know. Come on. That's the one. Expectation. Yeah. Okay, if you weren't here last week, the podcast is there. Obviously, some of you didn't listen to what Sam was saying. You need to listen again. Expectation, right? Who's expecting things for Christmas? What are you expecting for Christmas, kids? What are you expecting? Anyone expecting anything for Christmas? Yes, Lois, what are you expecting? Presents. Is that, you don't mind what you get, just as long as it's presents. That's what we all want. What about something specific, Summer? A witch. What's that?
Jesus being born, is that the present?
What is it?
Jesus being born.
A Jesus being boy. Oh, right. I thought it was a game or something there. I should have put my hearing aids in. I couldn't understand it. Right.
Gaming things, a PS4 game and my family.
A PS4 game. That sounds all right. Is nobody else getting anything for Christmas? Nobody else getting anything? What are you getting? What are you getting for Christmas? Somebody? No?
Electric scooter.
Electric scooter. Very good. That sounds good.
Stupido.
Oh, what?
Stupido.
What's that?
It's a game where you dress up the whole family.
You dress up the whole family. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Your dad will look good in that, won't he? Hey, that's going to be good, yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Christmas is it's all about the anticipation, isn't it? It's all about what are you getting. Now, I brought a couple of my presents. Now, I don't normally open mine until Christmas Day, but I brought these two specially today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And you shouldn't really, should you? But... What do you think? Should we open it?
No.
Well.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh. Open. Open. Okay. Right. Okay. If goodness only knows what people are thinking if they're listening on the podcast, but bear with us. Now, this says to Dave from Santa. And it's got a little message with it. It says, to keep your feet warm. To keep your feet warm in that sort of box. Any ideas what it could be? Don't shout out, adults. What do you think it could be? Any ideas to keep your feet warm? Any a pair of slippers. It could be a pair of slippers. It looks like the right box, doesn't it? What else could it be, Lois? Any ideas? A pair of socks. It could be. It's a bit big, though. I hope there's not a pair of socks in there. They're a bit big. But a pair of socks. Should we... Oh, my word. I think, oh, I'm excited. Are you excited when you open things? I'm dead excited, aren't you? Oh, dear. Santa sent me a present. I'm dead excited. Oh, I think it's slippers. I think it is slippers. Oh, Clarks. Oh, they're good ones, these, you know, aren't they? These are cracking slippers, these. Should we have a look? Oh, I wonder what colour they'll be. Any ideas what colour? Do you suit me? What do you think? What colour? Hey? Pink. 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 No. Something to keep your feet warm. Pair of slippers. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to look inside. Oh, dear.
Green. It's green.
It's not slippers. It's not a pair of slippers. It's the fairy. It's fairy. It's green. And it's fairy.
Oh, I know.
Oh, hey. How disappointing that is. A pair of hot water bottles. Hey, I was expecting something fantastic, weren't you? All right, fancy getting a present like that, a pair of... What am I going to do? I've got another one here. I'm okay, I've got one. I've got another one. I brought another one with the... Oh, hey. Now this could be just what I'm, just really, what I want. The box is just about the right size. It's that square sort of size, you know. Just what you want. And this says to Dave from Santa, just what you asked for. Oh, yes. Who's asked Santa for something? Who's asked Santa for, have we all asked Santa for something? We've asked him for something. So this is just what I asked him for. So it must be fantastic. Just what I asked him for. I've made up with this. I don't like them slippers. Do you like those slippers? They're rubbish, aren't they? But this is just what I asked him for. Just what I asked him for. I like the paper he's used as well. It's nice, isn't it? I'm all nervous now. Oh, it's in a nice box. Oh, it's in a lovely box. Oh, dear. Just what I asked him for. Let's have a look. See what it is. It's not very big. It's not very big either. But it's just what I asked him for. It's an iPad. That's not an iPad. I wanted a proper iPad. Wanted a proper iPad. Is anyone getting an iPad for Christmas? Or an iPhone? This an iPad? Oh, hey. Dear me. Do you know, some people aren't expecting very much for Christmas, you know. Some people aren't going to get very much. And maybe when you open your Christmas presents, like I've opened mine there, I might be a bit disappointed, and we can easily get disappointed, can't we? With what we've got, you know. Because we've got so much. We're so blessed, aren't we? We've got so much we can be disappointed. But imagine if you've been waiting 400 years. Is anyone 400 here? I think I'm probably the oldest. Am I the oldest here almost? Or maybe I don't know. I haven't quite been waiting that long. But if you've been waiting 400 years, then my word, you're going to be excited when something happens. And this is what the Bible says in Isaiah, a promise to the people. It says, a virgin, what was the virgin's name in the Bible who had the baby? What was her name? Mary. Will conceive and give birth to a son and will call his name Emmanuel, or Jesus. Does anyone know what Emmanuel means? Summer? It means God with us. Yeah, it means God with us. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on his Father's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The people who'd been waiting 400 years must have been saying, is it going to be this year? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you're expecting something this year. Maybe it might come this year. Maybe it not. Maybe it might be like my prizes. Not quite what I was expecting. You know, we never know. But then suddenly, that's what happened, yeah? An angel appeared to a bunch of just ordinary people. Shepherds in a field just doing their ordinary job, and said to them, look, don't be afraid. Today I bring you good news, great joy to all the people. Today a Savior's been born. He is Christ the Messiah, the one you've been waiting for 400 years. We've only got how many days left till Christmas now?
Seven
days. Oh, we've only got to wait 7 days. Imagine waiting all those years. But then suddenly the Saviour came. And that first ever Christmas present, the baby Jesus was born in a stable. And the Bible says, because God loved the world so much, he gave the greatest gift. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son to you and me on that first Christmas. Tom said something a couple of weeks ago. He said this, I think he might have even said it last week, Tom. the wise men saw his star in the sky and followed it to Bethlehem and found Jesus. The wise men saw his star in the sky and followed it to Bethlehem and found Jesus. But guess what? Nobody else did. Nobody else did. That star must have been so bright. The wise men saw it and they said, we're going to follow this. This is something special. But nobody else saw it. Do you know, you can either see Jesus today or you can miss him. The Bible says that one day Jesus is coming back again to the earth. It's a promise. He said, I am coming again. This period of time while we're waiting is called Advent. Yeah, Advent. The coming King. We're waiting, we're expecting. We can't wait for next Sunday when we open our special presents. I'm sure you won't be getting an iPad and a pair of hot water bottles. But you know, the greatest gift that you could ever have, the greatest gift is Jesus. So what are you expecting for Christmas? What are you expecting in 2017? What are we as OCF expecting? Are we really expectant? Are we excited about what God's got for us? Yeah? I'm excited. I really am excited. I know that God's got good things for his children. He's got good things for you and me. Yeah? Amidst everything that's going on in the world, and we live in a world of chaos, don't we? We don't know what tomorrow might bring, but we know in Jesus, we have got great expectations. Yeah? Great expectations. Because if God is for us, who's going to be against us? So I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. I don't know what next year's going to hold. But I've got great expectations that God is going to come through for you and me in our situations individually, in our situations collectively. Do you know, none of us are going to have Christmas presents that we won't open. We're going to open them. But you know, this Christmas, there's a present for you, and it's Jesus, yeah? And he wants you to know him. He wants you to have a relationship with him. Are you going to open the gift that he offers, the gift of life, the gift of hope, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of peace? Or are you going to leave it behind and not open it? So many people, like those wise men, are going to miss the gift of Jesus. So many people miss that star. Don't miss Jesus this Christmas. The gift is here. Receive it. Let's just pray for a moment. I picked up this card this week, and just as we're praying, some of us went to an Elim conference. And it's got on the top here, discuss. And I just found this in my Bible, but it made me think. Just sit down, kids, for a minute. And it said this. What expectations do you have for your next year of ministry? Just think about that for a moment. What are you going to do next year? We've done some amazing things this year as OCF. Some amazing things. We're still doing some amazing things. But God's got new things that maybe he wants you to do. An area of ministry you could get involved in. Something you could do with us all together or individually. What's your expectation of your new ministry for next year? Next one. If you were asked to outline your ministry dreams in less than 1 minute, how would you describe them? Just think about that. What's God put on your heart that he wants you to do? Maybe a new thing. Maybe something you've been doing for many, many years. Describe an occasion when you experienced immeasurably more than you ever asked or imagined. When God did something really great. And then lastly, look back on the past year. What stories can you tell of lives changed, prayers answered, and expectations exceeded. Put your hand up if you could say yes to that. Where you've seen lives changed, prayers answered, expectations exceeded. Put your hand up if you could say yes to that.
Yes.
Amen. As we go forward into 2017, let's have great expectations of what God can do. Amen. We're going to have communion. If the musicians want to come up.